Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
In July 1947, Roswell was a small, sleepy town surrounded by ranches and desert. It was also home to the 509th Bomb Squadron, which was the most elite military group in the world. They had just dropped two bombs on Japan and tested a couple more in the Pacific. America had won the war, and just when it seemed like life was getting back to normal, a strange thing happened. Something large and silver hurtled out of the sky and plowed into the desert with a bang. A local rancher found the pieces of a, well, whatever it was, and reported it to the local airbase. The government took immediate interest, and for the first and only time in US history, issued a press release stating the crash of a flying disc. Naturally, news this big made headlines across the country.
Headline edition, July 8th, 1947, that a flying disc has been found.
It's the biggest who's it, what's it story of the year. It's flying saucer.
But one day later, the initial press release was retracted, and a new one issued with a more down-to-earth explanation. So, the townspeople of Roswell went back to their farming, and life went on.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Illumimami herself, Miss April. And on today's fan vote, it's the Roswell incident. Shoop Kitchen Studio. We're going to Roswell tonight, today.
You guys get your plane tickets?
Yeah, you didn't know about this?
This is
Aaron already packed all our bags.
Was this in the group chat?
Oh shit.
It goes too fast.
I was gonna say if it did, it went zip right up the top.
I might have sent it to the anti-Josh group.
Is there
then that went zoom faster than you can even imagine. That went light speed.
Oh shit. This means I need to go on, like, was it Chivago or whatever?
Yeah.
Last
Chivago, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, guys, we're gathered in the Shoop Kitchen Studio. We got the skeptic, the mom, the beard, and yours truly, Red Dead 2019, to talk about the fan vote episode, the biggest fan vote we've ever had, splitting pubic hairs on this last. Just make
you it. Announced the winner before the vote was even concluded.
I was nervous.
You were CNN last year at the 2016 election.
I was calling like, it Hillary for Hillary. Won.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, shit, I didn't pay attention to the southern states. My bad.
How close was it? Within like two, three votes?
two or three.
I think the last I saw it was two.
It was 123 votes.
Dang.
And Roswell made off with three extra votes. So that's what we're going to cover tonight. Now,
thank God. Can you imagine all that research went and then it changed?
It was bad because I watched a doc last night about Roswell on YouTube, and I'm just like, this is a great story. I can't wait to talk about it. And then the next morning, we're one vote away. Yeah, I'm like, shit.
Change of course.
Yeah, like, do I need to...
All hands on dick.
Well, I actually started watching Mindhunter season two because I'm like, oh, yeah, they cover a little bit of Manson, and I know a lot about Manson, but we'll be good when it...
April, is that a pube on the...
I don't know. I was just smelling this microphone and going, is this a fart microphone?
No.
This might be.
No, I just thought of something, guys.
What's that?
Because of this, we've never had a contingency plan. What if we have a tie?
Oh, coin flip.
Yeah,
coin flip. I'll just be like.
Then we would pick what one we like.
Pretty much.
We'd
coin flip and giant. Yeah.
And realistically, the only reason that I called that was because I wanted to start researching something. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to come in like completely like clueless.
I think we've got to come up with maybe 3 weeks on the vote so that you're not left hanging that last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's never hurt us before, but this is right. This one came pretty close.
Season three. You're still working out the kinks.
You learn. That's exactly what you do. You do and you learn.
Apparently, you guys feel very strongly about Roswell and
Manson.
So apparently we're going to have to cover Manson at some point.
For sure. Guys, girl, we got to pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road with a little bit of truth corner. Kids and adults alike, we need to talk about something here because I said this to my girlfriend. I was like, we're doing Roswell this week. And she was like, you're a conspiracy podcast and you've never covered Roswell. And I was like, briefly, yes, we mentioned it, but it was in episode 3 on gray aliens.
Right.
Because gray aliens are basically like the focus of the episode.
They're the white people of aliens.
Yeah, they are. That's a... Again, a skeptic coming through with the truths. But yeah, like, I when I realized that we were going to cover this, I just thought to myself, like, it's insane that we haven't hit this yet. So, guys, and gal, we have to talk a little bit about aliens because it's been a minute, truthfully. How do we feel about gray aliens? Do we believe they still exist? If we said they existed before, what do we think they're doing now? Where do they vacation? What's their favorite streaming service?
Okay.
Slow down.
I'm throwing a lot out there.
Pick three.
Okay. Do they exist? Do you worry about their intention? And what's their favorite streaming service? Josh, I'm going to go to you.
Yes, I believe they exist. I have not changed my opinion on them since episode 3. I think that if there was any kind of super evil intentions, well, we would probably not be sitting here doing this. So probably not. And their favorite streaming service? I don't know. Spotify's the tits, so I'm going to go with that.
Fair enough. This is a tough one for me because I wasn't on the Grays episode. So any kind of information that you threw out on the Grays episode, I will be honest with you. I did not listen to that.
That's fine.
That's totally fine. I was on it. So I didn't
listen. So why listen? Exactly.
April episodes, a lot of fans are like,
Yeah. But my personal opinion, I think that I don't know if Grays necessarily exist, but I think something exists. Like, the universe is too big for us to be it, right? But yeah, I don't if they had any malicious intent that it would have happened already, like Josh said. And I think they probably like Hulu because they really enjoy Letterkenny.
Oh man, so do I.
Aliens are up there snapping their fingers because that's how they laugh or something.
They're like,
Omnibore, this was a great episode of Letterkenny. Oh, quality snapping, gorgage jorg.
They laugh out of their ass.
So, yes. Larry, what do you think?
Do they exist?
Yes.
No.
What do you think that?
I do think there's something out there. I don't know if it's gray.
If they don't exist, what do you think that their priority is? If
they did exist,
yeah.
Probably hunting for fuel. I think they're not far off from us.
Right on.
Like they've already used up their planet's, you know, ecosystem, and they're looking for something else.
Ectoplasma.
Yeah, jizz, whatever they use.
Yeah. And then the third one was, if they did exist, what would their favorite streaming service be?
Gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say HBO Go.
Okay. They want to catch up on Game of Thrones.
Big on, yeah. No.
They heard Sopranos was good.
Sopranos, exactly. Yeah. And The Wire.
Ooh, Sex and the City.
Chernobyl.
That was good.
I'm going to say...
I thought I got to choose what they list to watch. Okay.
Well, you do, but...
You chose the service. We're helping. We're aiding in what they could watch on that service.
You're such a help.
I'm going to say they do exist. Their initiative is to find fuel, just like Larry said, or find whatever technology is going to boost what they have. Yeah. Fondue.
So they search for the...
I heard they have Pepper Jack at the Golden Corral.
Spaceship snarfs and snurts. We're looking for today's best burger.
Can we take these coagulated Pepper Jack snippets onto the plane with that Chester the Cheetah? He has a whimsical laugh that makes laugh.
I'm Guy Fjortnort.
Oh, you have the best cooking tips in the 17 galaxies.
What do you think our galaxy would be known for if there was a...
Anus.
Like food.
Ed.
Milk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like the Milky Way milkshake? Well, they all seem
preoccupied with their buttholes.
All dairy.
True.
They literally come here and they're like, anal probes. We found interesting stories in their butts. They all shove things up people's butts, and then they're like,
"You gotta
wait.
Wonder what's up there."
They think it's so interesting. I think it's like literally misguided.
Guy Fjortnorton. This is boats, bowls, and buttholes,
buffaloes.
But it's interesting because it's like literally every single time we've dealt with grays, it's had something to do with anal probes, whether it be in South Park parody, or it's just the fact that like people who get like shipped up into their ships, their saucers, they're getting probed.
They're in search of the elusive male G-spot.
I think everybody has a vagina, and then the male one is just the warm, bare, brown fucking looking thing.
I must part the hairs.
Anyway. So I'm just saying, and if I had to say their favorite streaming service, I'm going to say YouTube. Ooh, they love YouTube Premium because they like to watch all like the latest. Just
thrust YouTube.
Coming soon.
You know it's porn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's we're sitting here being kind of saying it's HBO Go. It's not. It's some form of porn for them.
Xhamster.com.
I mean, that's what it is for humans.
Yeah, for sure. It's
Xhamster up your butt.
Whatever the Grays have on their incognito tab on their phones, that's where they actually
do not enable cookies.
Okay,
your browser history.
So let's talk a little bit about the Roswell UFO incident, 1947. Things are going good. Now, this is my first thing with Roswell. Everybody talks about, Roswell, it was the crazy incident where the alien crashes, right? Is this our only incident of alien drunk driving? Because I just imagine like a bunch of aliens at a local, like, because it's New Mexico, so it's like One Feather pub, like it's the Native American pub, and they just get schlockered on like Native American like pub drinks, and they're just like,
I will have more fire water.
I think that is good. Maybe this will help us in our experiments.
This is double hearted ale.
Ooh, don't drink that and post a podular show.
Sure. I want to say this to you, Norgs. Before we drive, we should do a finger test.
Where would that finger go? I mean, it's what we do.
Yeah, we need to check each other's oil.
No.
You're a Cortlow. You cannot drive. Give me the keys to the saucer.
And then it just...
I think they're still using keys.
Something. Maybe
we even have press power now.
We do, but I'm assuming this is the one and only drunk driving time of aliens.
Was this like a couple 16-year-old aliens just got their first car?
Yeah,
it's the totally. Honda Civic of space shuttles.
It's the Ford Thunderbird from the 90s. Yeah, no, they're just literally like, we're going to go and have a rollicking time. And then they ended up crashing into some guy's farm and like, oh, shit, my dad will not bail me out of this.
Hello, roadside assistance.
Do they have the OnStar?
OnStar, how may I help you?
The intergalactic OnStar.
I have your location as Earth.
You are not far off. We had one too many fire waters. I'm saying Roswell, New Mexico. This is my theory. I think it was the first drunk driving accident of aliens because we don't have a lot of crash accidents.
No.
A lot of it is always like, did you hear, bro? They had the Brooklyn Bridge 9000. And it's like this weird, like optical illusion light show that happened. And they're like, it's all UFOs. Or it's like very like Mothman stuff. Or it's like something very specific to a certain crime or a time or thing that happens. But this is like the one time that a saucer just poof. Mm-hmm. Like, I missed the turn. Oh, damn. I thought I was good.
Was it the first? What's that thing where you ride the roof of your car? Ghosting? Is that what they call that? Was this like alien ghosting?
It was the first, like, what's that Drake song?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never let you go. What? I don't remember the name of the song. Anyway, my daughters are screaming at me right now if they're actually listening to the show, and I hope they aren't.
That's but not there's good.
Kiki.
Yeah.
Kiki, do you want me? You do that dance outside of your car while it's like literally rolling in neutral. So they were doing something of that.
Ghost riding the whip.
Yeah.
Watch this as I ghost ride our whip.
I picked up an iPod from the future. I got some sweet, 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 sweet Lizzo tunes. Let's dance, brother. And not feel like we're sad women at home crying and eating Cheetos. Kiki, do you want me? Just dancing outside of his uniform. And this fucking farmer comes out and he's like, God damn it! I just went to bed. It's 2 a.m. I've been plowing. I've been mad. Now a goddamn gigantic fucking frisbee just crashed into the back of my carrot trump or whatever it is.
You've never been on a farm, have
no
you?
I haven't. I'm a city boy.
Josh and I are looking at each other going, that damn city boy.
Josh was like,
you know what that farmer's gonna do when he hears all that?
He's dead.
He's sleeping because he hears it all the time.
Okay, you're cooler than me. So let's talk about it. Mid-1947, a United States Army Air Force balloon crashed at a ranch near Roswell, New Mexico. I say ranch, but it was a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Following wide initial interest in the crashed flying disc, the U.S. military stated that it was merely a conventional weather balloon. So immediately they were like, shit. That was a weather balloon. And nothing to see here, folks.
It's fine. This is fine.
But not at first, though.
No, at first, the first article, Josh, who has done more research than me, will tell you that it was initially an article that said, holy shit. Flying disc. Yes, you're right. I'm not calling you out. Okay, pretty kitty. Zelda the sound kitty. She's here for us. Interest subsequently waned until the late 1970s when ufologists began promoting a variety of increasingly elaborate conspiracy theories. Now, one of the main people that they interviewed for this whole incident actually was a first responder, like a government individual who initially kind of didn't speak up. And then as it came out, as the information came out, in the late 70s, this whole thing blew back up because I think initially people were just like, well, the government says that it was a balloon. We'll trust the government.
Yep.
Because the
government said they'll get that letter there in 3 days.
Everything's going to be okay. And that's just kind of the way things were. But then in the late 70s, something happened to where somebody was interviewed for the particular incident, and it all kind of got introduced into the public. In the 90s, the U.S. military published two reports disclosing the true nature of the crashed object, a nuclear test surveillance balloon from Project Mogul, which we'll get into more.
Okay.
Nevertheless, Roswell incident continues to be of interest in popular media, and conspiracy theories surrounding the event persist. This is like the Area 51, the ground zero for conspiracy theories when it comes to aliens. Everybody believes either this is just kind of like misinformation, or it was literally the biggest conspiracy theory ever of aliens. The fact that these people crashed after one too many firewaters, or were they just misguided? Maybe their GPS said turn left and they turned right, and it was turn right into a mountain.
If they have an apple,
bounce off of farmer's land.
That's what happens when you print off those MapQuest directions.
Oh, I get it. I've been there before. I've been stuck in a median, like, what am I doing in Detroit when I was 16?
No, take left. Not all missed exit.
It's scary. I get it. Driving is scary. And I can't imagine driving something that is based on magnetism gravitationally, like a UFO saucer supposedly based on like zero gravity. Mm-hmm. Like I can imagine like you turn right and you just like do a complete 180 and you're like, shit, Zorgborg, I've completely turned around. Should I stop at the speedway and ask for directions? No, probably not.
Pick me up, spinning hot dog.
Tornadoes. They're two for one.
Oh, get those.
Use your rewards card for free coffee.
Free coffee.
Gotta get those chickens with the pepper jack cheese.
Yeah. I shit out my ears when I eat. No, nothing. They always say eat for everything. They're like, when I eat the coffee at that restaurant.
Nothing goes well eating at a gas station.
No. So on June 14th, 1947, William Brazell, a foreman working on the Foster Homestead or ranch, noticed clusters of debris approximately 30 miles north of Roswell, New Mexico. This date, or about 3 weeks before, on July 8th, appeared in later stories featuring Brazell, but the initial press release from the Roswell Army Airfield, RAAF, said the find was sometime last week, suggesting Brazell found the debris in early July. Brazell told the Roswell Daily Record that he and his son saw a large area of bright wreckage made up of rubber strips, tinfoil, a rather tough paper, and sticks. There's actually a report that one person who came upon the scene actually took a sledgehammer and tried to hit the tough paper, and it did not put a dent in it.
Wow.
Hmm. Bounced off and, like, I mean, that to me says otherworldly. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been a regular listener to Rogan for a long time, and he just had the guy on there who supposedly worked at Area 51, who we covered briefly on our Area 51 episode. I can't remember his name off the cuff, but I just remember the fact that he was on there talking about the same exact thing, about how they would do damage tests to the crafts that they had in Area 51, which it wasn't technically Area 51, it was close by.
It's Area 52.
Yeah, something like that. Or Area 49. Because Area 50 is the speedway.
Area 69. Ha 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 ha.
Zorgborg, get to the back of the plane. Nobody wants to listen to you. Your jokes are not for humans. So they always talk about that, though, specifically about the crafts. When the government...
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you reverse engineer, you could learn something.
Well, they're trying. And that's the scary part, is that every time they do tests on these crafts, supposedly, according to the records that I've read and seen in documentaries, like, it's all anti-gravity. They all work off gravity. So they push. It's like the magnet thing where you try to push north and south.
Yeah. Is it north? Yeah.
Yeah, it just pushes itself away because...
Look, I learned from magnets from ICP, so... As far as I know, they're, you know, a miracle.
That's right. 25% of this podcast is a juggalo, so take our information with a grain of salt. But anyway, so they told the Roswell Daily Record that he saw a large area of bright wreckage, and some accounts have described Brazil as having gathered some of the material earlier. So there was some skepticism to this guy's report. I mean, he did mention that he saw sticks that crashed. So, I mean, what was it? The Highlights family? The fucking Tinder sticks the who crashed hit? Their UFO?
Like sticks from a tree?
I don't... that's true. It could have been that. Like, they were just like... But I'm seeing this thing is, I'm New Mexico, I'm thinking just desert, 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 desert. I'm not necessarily picturing, like, a lot of trees. But then again...
Good point.
In Michigan, I'm imagining if a UFO crashed here, it would skip like a stone off of all the lakes that we have everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Zorg Borg, we hit the wrong state. We are literally skipping like a stone.
All in our search for ranch.
Ah, if we skip the correct amount, we might land in Wisconsin. So anyway, now on July 4th, Brazil with his son, wife, and daughter gathered up material. Some accounts have described Brazil as having gathered some of the material earlier, rolling it together and stashing it under some brush. The next day, Brazil heard reports about flying disc and wondered if that was what he had picked up. On July 7th, Brazil saw Sheriff Wilcox and whispered, kind of confidential-like, that he may have found a flying disc. So there's, I think this is like dissemination that happened. Like they were trying to like pick apart people's stories. Mm-hmm. Like, look, 1947, what the fuck else do you have better to do than go outside and pick up a bunch of brush that you might be bringing in for your fire? Or you're not really watching TV, so you're sitting around listening
to, like, I don't think it's been shadow invented yet.
No, TV wasn't around then. So you're listening
radio
to, like,
may
radio.
Just be fairly new, like 10 years old or so. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, mom, pop, let's sit around the radio. Oh, this will be fun. I mean, 1947.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Now, we have the finest conspiracies tonight. Tonight, Eisenhower says commies are going to pollute our Ovaltine. With the skeptic, the mustache, and the sandwich maker. And yours truly, the alcohol lover. That's called society. Thank God Prohibition went away. All right, Beard, let's get to it.
Anyway, so the balloon which held it up, the if that's what it, how it worked, must have been 12 feet long. Brazil felt, measuring the distance by the size of the room in which he sat, the rubber was smoky gray in color. Okay. And scattered over an area of 200 yards in diameter. When the debris was gathered up, the tinfoil, paper tape, and sticks made a bundle of about 3 feet and 7 or 8 inches thick, while the rubber made a bundle about 18 to 20 inches long and about 8 inches thick. In all, he estimated the entire lot would have weighed more, maybe 5 pounds. Which,
it's a tiny ship.
I'm picturing that little green alien from the Jetsons.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be much bigger than that.
Right. So with that in mind, before we take a break, I want to get into this history.com article, because this is kind of like, if I do the wiki too much, like it doesn't, it's
history.com.
Yes.
Roswell, Nazis.
Jesus, McDonald's. Thank God, bless America. So, in the summer of 1947, a rancher discovered unidentifiable debris, like I said, with our friend Brazil, and his sheep pasture outside Roswell, New Mexico. I wonder if they wanted lamb chops. Sheep.
Lamb chops are sweet.
Although officials from the local Air Force base asserted that it was a crashed weather balloon, many believe it was the remains of a flying saucer. A series of secret dummy drops in New Mexico during the 1950s heightened their suspicions. Nearly 50 years after the story of the mysterious debris broke, the U.S. military issued a report linking the incident to a top secret atomic espionage project called Project Mogul. So many people continue to embrace the UFO theory, and hundreds of curiosity seekers visit Roswell and the crash site every year. I would love to go there, by the way. I mean, like personally, I love to take my girls, just the four of us, mm-hmm. drive down there and just like, ooh, I'm an alien. Like the Bush song from 16 Stone. You know that song? No, just me. So one morning around Independence Day, 1947, about 75 miles from the town of Roswell, New York, a rancher named Mac Brazel, like we talked about, Russell. Found this stuff. Mm-hmm. Brazel. Brazel? B-R-A-Z-E-L.
Sure.
Brazel? Brazel? I don't know.
Brazel! My office. Where'd you get them sticks? So anyway, the sheriff in turn called officials at the nearby Roswell Army Air Force Base. Yada, yada, yada. We know the story. They all mm-hmm. showed up and then they were like, what? Well, good gracious. It's 1947. We never seen anything like this in our entire life. Batman around? This is New Mexico.
It predates Batman, doesn't it?
No. Batman's way before this, actually.
Really?
14 years before the 30s. 30s. Yeah. Huh. Holy shit, does he look like shit, too. Him and Robin.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I bet Robin was...
They literally have, like, street clothes on. Like, Batman, Robin. Like, excuse me? Why are we called this?
Batman, you're not going to make me give blowies to tweakers again, are you?
Yeah, see? It's the 40s or 30s. We're going to make people flap. We're going to make people dance here, Robin.
Why are you talking like it's in the future 10 years from now?
I don't know. See, I've got an idea about the future. I saw a UFO. Anyway, so Josh has something to say.
Just for shits and giggles. Yeah, the first time Batman appeared was in Detective Comics number 27 in 1939.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that up.
Just don't be wrong.
39. Okay, so
don't be wrong about Star Wars ever on this show.
Right.
I know. That's how I end up on the show. He killed the last guy that made a mistake about Star Wars. And you were like, I need another person for a podcast. Just don't bring up Star Wars. Now I know why.
His name wasn't Larry. His name was
Gary.
Like, Gary, yeah.
It just so happened then.
I love Gary. He's great. Mm-hmm. Always with the great soundboard quips. Mm-hmm. And then that one time he played that clip from Star Trek instead of Star Wars.
You said something about you never seen an iPad fit down a human mouth before.
That's right. Well, Josh jumped on the table and he was like, with a vacuum above his head.
I've done that.
Oh, I know you have. That was your mating ritual. So yep. On July 8th, the RAAF, the Roswell Armed Air Force Fatigues or whatever, captured flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region.
The force.
Right, the force.
Part of the Air Force.
It was the top story in Roswell Daily Record. And was it true? Question mark. On July 9th, an Air Force official claimed the papers report the alleged flying saucer, he said, was only a crashed weather balloon. Blah, blah, blah. So dummy drops and UFOs. Mm-hmm. These skeptics grew more numerous during the 50s when the Air Force conducted a series of secret dummy drops over air bases, test ranges, and unoccupied fields across New Mexico. These experiments meant to test ways for pilots to survive falls from high altitudes, which is, I mean, that's cool. I don't want to die falling from super high altitudes. I'd like to know if we have like bouncy chest pads or something that can save us when we fall from really high.
Nope. Watermelon helmet didn't work. Try coconut.
All right. Here's the deal. Put a bunch of Sour Patch Kids on his Nikes. They'll bounce right off the ground when he...
Nope, didn't work either.
Damn it! Last thing
Let's
we have
try a child's bucket.
All right, literally all we have left are Pop-Tarts and granola bars. What are we going to do?
Why is it only food with you, Ryan? Couldn't we try something?
All I did was go to Aldi. My bad.
All right.
But I got these two hearteds for us. Lose our jobs.
Next test, paper towel. Super absorbent.
They're gonna fly. You'll see.
If it doesn't work, it's absorbent.
So these experiments meant to test ways for pilots to survive falls from high altitudes sent bandaged fearless dummies with latex skin and aluminum bones that looked an awful lot like space aliens were supposed to falling from the sky onto the ground, whereupon military vehicles would descend onto the landing site to retrieve the bodies as quickly as possible. So they had these dry runs with dummies.
It's like Mythbusters before Mythbusters.
Yeah. Like, how long can we drop a latex dummy that looks like an alien and pick it up before people react to it? Like,
okay.
I think they're probably more interested in the scientific data of it than whether or not people saw it.
But that's a salary position that you're like, you get up in the morning and you're like, hey, Fred. Well,
time to drop the dummies.
How's work?
Yeah. Same as yesterday, just dropped a bunch of dummies.
There's just this random cow in a field who's got a dummy just splashed right into its backside. Just like, oh, we dropped that one way too early. That's the one that you put all that grilled cheese on, right? That cow did not like that.
No. Nope.
Anyway, so I'm not drinking tonight. I'm having a great time, and I'm looking at my friends, and I'm just like, you have been very quiet tonight. What are you drinking here?
It's a brown ale.
Good to know. April, you're worried about Asher?
No, he's asleep.
How's your eye doing?
Been better. Been better.
I feel like you can see like dead people and also see real people and ghosts. Your eye actually doesn't look bad right now because you have like weed person eye because you're tired and it's late.
Well, no, I don't know. If I like spread my eyelids open, it looks pretty horrifying.
I love the picture that you posted on Facebook. I felt really bad for you though when I saw that because I was just like,
it hurts so bad. It feels like I got kicked in the face. But you know,
push on.
You survive.
Josh, stop beating your wife. Just kidding. I don't want to make that accusation.
That could be.
Josh, stop farting.
Loving her aggressively.
Stop farting and giving her pink eye.
I know, right?
That's what she thought she had at first.
Mm-hmm. That's and we're bright gonna, red eye.
And we're
I know,
blaming
this is
the
no
dog.
Longer pink. This is like red and orange. This is like surface of the sun eye. Yep,
it's like lava eye.
So what it feels like too, and I can see okay out of it.
Can you see Chewy with that eye?
Yes.
See a peripheral vision.
Yeah, I mean it hurts to move my eyeball around, but
what was?
Don't move your eyeball around. Yeah,
what was the disease? Irrititis.
Iritis.
Okay. Ooh, they make great French fries.
Yeah. Mm. It's like the inflammation of the underneath layer of
the iris.
Do you know what caused it?
It's all viral. So it was like nothing I could have done.
And she can't give it to any of us because she has her meds.
Well, I know that. She's fine. So
I mean, if you guys want some time off, I can like try and rub my goo eye on you, but
we don't need to rub eyes.
Okay, so when I went into the
I've
doctor.
I've never even been with a girl that I wanted to rub eyes.
Cheek to cheek.
My doctor had to give me a numbing drop. Mm. And then she put dye in my eye.
Oh.
And then she had to swab the goo. Oh. So I had like a Q-tip in my eye.
Didn't they have to put a tube in there?
Yeah.
Eye stuff always
It was pretty
me
gross.
Up.
Then they put some shit in that made her eye glow in the dark.
Yeah. Then she turned she turned the light off because the dye that she put in my eye was
fucking
like
disco
black
eye.
Light. I had like a black light eye.
I said that if that was the case, I wanted it in both my eyes, so that way, glow in the dark. But that's probably the most metal thing I've ever heard.
That was the first thing he said. He came home from work, and he was like, oh, that looks metal. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's a good husband.
Yeah.
Because he's looking at the bright side. Mm-hmm. That's the way you should always be.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Man, Chewy just ripped ass. Anyway, so let's get to this because we got to take a break. So. To people who believe the government was covering up the truth about the Roswell landing, these dummy drops seemed just as suspicious. They were convinced that the dummies were actually extraterrestrial creatures who were being kidnapped and experimented on by government scientists. So what are they doing? Just like taking them and throwing them off like reused condoms?
Hey, this is Steve-O. This is Jackass.
Yeah, we're throwing extraterrestrial dummies out.
We call this one alien drop.
Oh, fuck my life, bro. This is my last resort. And this is the alien just like,
you're not what you did the last guy. You're not going to. Oh, okay. Well.
Poor aliens.
Aww.
You know, they're just like, we have like countless crashes. I saw a crash on the way to school to drop my girls off today. The aliens crash one time and it turns into the Roswell incident.
Yeah, we crash one time. And you guys make the biggest deal out of it.
I thought about it, Zorg Dog, and I think we need to stop at Yesterdog before we go home.
License and registration.
Oh, God damn. Which solar system are you asking for, officer?
Oh, the alien police.
The ice.
See our Men in Black episode. So it turned out the army knew more about Brazil's flying saucer than it let on. Since World War II, a group of geophysicists and oceanographers from Columbia University, New York University, and the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute on Cape Cod had been working on a top secret atomic espionage project in New Mexico's Alamogordo airfield that they called Project Mogul. Project Mogul, which I said we would get to, used sturdy high altitude balloons to carry low frequency sound sensors into the air, a faraway part of the Earth's atmosphere that acts as a, it's called a tropopause. It's a faraway part of the Earth's atmosphere that acts as a sound channel. In this part of the atmosphere, sound waves can travel for thousands of miles without interference, much like under the ocean. The scientists believed that if they sent microphones into the sound channel, they would be able to eavesdrop on the Soviet Union.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, hence the idea in the balloons.
Hmm.
So there could be truth to that, and there could be truth to aliens.
Vlad, there is balloon outside a door.
I do not...
Oh, shit, boy. It's pretty fun to watch.
I am confused about my accent. Well, nobody else is jumping out there. Josh, you're hugging your dog. You just drank a beer. April's just laughing.
Don't worry, Vlad. More vodka will take care of problem.
Yes, ketchup.
Wow.
Penis ketchup? That's
so anyway,
like
we'll
medical...
talk more about this after the break. And there's more to talk about with all the segments you know and love.
I was abducted by the 80s. I never saw them coming.
Hey, Beer City Media listeners, I'm excited to tell you we've got a brand new show coming out. It drops every first Tuesday of the month from legendary Chicago DJ, DJ Detroit. So, DJ Detroit, tell us what this is all about.
Greetings and salutations. This is DJ Detroit. Welcome to the latest 80s podcast. This is the first podcast of many more to come. We're going to do this every month, and we're going to be playing you the latest songs from some of your favorite 80s artists. Now, the format is basically this. If you put out an album during the 1980s, you're an 80s artist. I don't care if it was 1980 or 1989. There will be an exception to the rule if you're a band that put out an album in the late 70s and didn't really get mainstream exposure until the 80s. We will count that as an 80s band.
So join DJ Detroit the first Tuesday of every month for a brand new episode of the latest 80s, available on Beer City Media, available on Podomatic, available on iTunes, Spotify. Catch it, enjoy it. We plan on bringing you more content. This is the first of many to come.
Hey, mom, there's something in the back room. Hope it's not the creatures from above. You used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb. White people knew that these were real. Leave my closet door open all night.
Back in the Shoop Kitchen studio.
Sometimes I wonder if Tom DeLonge stands out in the fields and just looks to the sky and screams, "Where are you?"
It was on Rogan, right?
I don't listen to Rogan.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Well, I'm just saying he's the one that's all been to aliens.
Oh yeah.
Mega, and I think he's pretty much given up his music career to research
idea.
That.
Oh, great idea.
Well, he can't sing anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he because of the years of drug abuse and drinking and everything else, he just cannot do it live
anymore. No wonder he sees aliens.
You're right.
I saw him really early on. Oops. I fucked this whole thing up. Okay, so anyway, according to the U.S. military, the debris in Brazil's field outside Roswell actually belonged to Project Mogul. It was the remains of a 700-foot-long string of neoprene balloons, radar reflectors for tracking, and sonic equipment that the scientists had launched from the Alamogordo base in June and that had evidently crashed in early July 1947. Because the project was highly classified, no one at the Roswell Army Airfield even knew that it existed, and they had no idea what to make of the objects Brazil had found. In fact, some officials on the base were worried that the wreckage had come from Russian spy plane or satellite information that they were understandably reluctant to share with the public. The weather balloon story, flimsy though it was the simplest and most plausible explanation they could come up with on short notice. Meanwhile, to protect the scientists' secret project, no one at Alamogordo could step in and clear up the confusion. Today, many people continue to believe that the government and the military covering up the truth about alien landings at and around Roswell. In 1994, the Pentagon declassified most of its files on Project Mogul and the dummy drops, and the Federal General Accounting Office produced a report of Air Force research regarding the Roswell incident designed to debunk these rumors. Nevertheless, there are still people who subscribe to the UFO theory, and hundreds of thousands of curiosity seekers visit Roswell and the crash site every year, hoping to find out the truth for themselves. So, as we'll get to in a future segment, we have to kind of debunk that on our own. But I'm curious if there's any pop. I love pop. Pop culture?
It's time for the Pop Culture Minute with Josh. Sonic Boom!
So I kind of like last week how I just asked everybody about what they thought, because, you know, who wants to just listen to me say aliens are in the things?
So there's this part in Metal Gear.
Can't think of anything for Metal Gear in this, but but I thought it'd be fun to just ask you guys again, like, you know, because aliens, Roswell specifically is pretty specific, and I don't know exactly how many things there would be, but aliens in general, and considering the last time we talked about aliens, we didn't have pop culture.
It's true.
So I thought it'd be fun to ask you guys, again, movies, music, whatever, what are your favorite things that involve aliens in pop culture? And I'm going to start with April.
I love the Men in Black movies. I just have such fond memories of watching those in my, you know, young tens. I don't know. Those always just, they make me happy. They make me laugh. I know they're corny, but they're so good.
Well, if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
Thanks. yeah, TV, Elf. Is a great, super underrated alien show.
I'm Elfton John playing the keyboard with this. I've sent that gift many times.
Yeah.
Elf is Elton John. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Not seen it.
I don't know. Music, though. Larry already played Aliens Exist. I don't know about music.
There really isn't a lot.
No, nothing that I can think of right offhand. But yeah, Men in Black was great. Independence Day, also great. Will Smith and Aliens, I guess, is really the winning combo here. It's the 1-2 punch.
Will Smith, I've always thought, could and should be like America's like main leading man.
Oh, for sure.
He has such a great charisma when he's put in the right role. I think, I'm sorry. I think a lot of the time he's been put into the wrong role. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to open up a bit because I think he could be kind of like Tom Hanks 2.0 in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
He's very charismatic. He's very funny. And he's just a positive guy. I know his kids are kind of weird, but like he's great and his wife's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wish the best for him.
And generally speaking, puts out a solid like
music.
Yeah, solid music. His movies, I would say the majority of them hit between like a 6 and an 8 for me, which is tolerable. You know,
I liked Hancock a lot. Mm-hmm. The one where he's like a drunk superhero.
Truth Corner, loved Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Larry, what do you got?
I'm going to say favorite movie of all time, and say E.T.
Ooh, oh,
perfect.
That's a good one. So sad.
What about, did we do music? Was that what the other one was?
Yeah, anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just anything alien-wise?
Yes.
What do you got, Larry?
I have music. There's two songs. I mean, there's hardly anything as far as music goes that I could find when I was, you know, searching for music on this
episode. Yeah.
If I had to go, you know, another good one is Paul. That was a good
Simon
one.
Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen that one. That's, it looked really good, though.
Really good. It was not really. It was good. I mean, Alf. You already hit Alf.
Run. I'm going to say Ridley Scott's first Alien movie. It's amazing. Yep. One of the forerunners for horror, but sci-fi as well. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is a great movie. Steven Spielberg nailed it.
Great soundtrack, too.
Super emotional movie, too, if you've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say that I completely agree with Larry on E.T. Mm-hmm. E.T. was one of my favorite movies. It's the first movie that, as a little boy, made me cry. Because I didn't like say... I was, as a parent of... Or not a parent. As a child of divorce... Saying goodbye to somebody was always like the saddest thing because it was saying goodbye to my dad or saying goodbye to my mom. Mm-hmm. So saying goodbye to E.T. at the end is always like, bye, dad, or bye, mom.
Aww.
It was very sad. So I love that movie. I love music-wise, I can't even think of like alien music.
No.
Alien food. I mean, Reese's Pieces from E.T.
That's not even alien food.
It's not.
Alien food. Tacos.
I love aliens. I think they're fascinating. I've never been scared of them, though. And I think I said this on the Great Alien episode. I just kick one down a hallway if it tried to hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, I don't know what kind of like zero gravity, like VR Troopers type uniform it has on.
I feel like there'd be some kind of telekinesis that they could like paralyze you with your through your
all
brain
your insides out, and I'm like
thrust goo.
Turn into like a David Cronenberg thing on the wall.
Yep.
Sorry, Josh, go ahead. It's your...
Let's see. As far as movies, I'm going to go with Predator 2. No, it's Predator 1.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Predator movies, of course. Ryan touched on Alien. I think Aliens is the better film, but that's just me. TV. And this might be stretching it, but I'm going to say Stranger Things.
That's a good pull, I think.
It's
recent.
It's hard because it's like, well, are they aliens or not? And also stretching it, but I don't care. For as far as music, I'm going to say my favorite song that reminds me of aliens and or space is Pink Floyd's Interstellar Overdrive. From the Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
Bush has a song called Alien that we actually played on episode 3 about gray aliens that I love. Side note.
Yeah, that's music. There's really nothing. But
there's a song called Legal Alien by Genesis. But that's a total different context.
I'm pretty sure Bjork is an alien.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she seems like she might be.
Hi.
Hi. I have new explanation for the sunrise. You're made of love and smiles.
So they're...
Check out our YouTube channel, Red Dead. portrays Bjork. It's up there. And that has been your pop culture. Well, it's time for us to ask the internet for some goddamn answers with your Yahoo Answers.
Yahoo! Yahoo Answers. And boy, do I have a good one this week. So, we're talking about aliens, and I was not on the first Aliens episode, so I have some ground to cover. So, I asked the Yahoo Answers Club, I don't know what to refer to that as, or rather this person asked, have I been abducted by aliens? I keep waking up in the middle of the night and wondering if this is common or if I'm being visited by aliens. I have strange dreams and sometimes am. Yep. I have also spotted several UFOs in my lifetime in the town of Clinton in Maine, which has more landmass than Waterville, but not that many people. I also keep having weird marks all over my body that weren't there, and I know I don't sleepwalk or else I would remember it.
Stop hitting yourself.
I also take sleeping pills.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The best answer from user Free Man wrote, yes, I believe you have been abducted by aliens. I went through the same thing myself with all the dreams and painful spots about 20 years ago. The aliens really mess with people, and it is hard to figure out just what they are up to. They are implant microchips to monitor and affect the body, and that is where most of the pain and soreness comes from. You cannot prove the implants to anyone because they are powerful, self-aware microcomputers that are programmed to self-destruct by melting their circuits if anyone finds them.
Whoa.
There are a ton of films about this all over the YouTube. The one thing you might be...
My grandpa?
Yeah. And it's...
There's a ton of films about it all over the goddamn YouTube.
And it's the letter U.
Put your Nintendo down and get to work.
It's Ryan, I sent you an email from the capital YouTube.
The one thing you might be happy to know is that we will probably live a long life. That is because the aliens know the future, and so they can and do help you avoid future accidents. They want you to live a long life because of the investment they made in affecting you. Another important thing to remember is to be friendly and not judgmental toward other people, as the aliens use your judgments of others, even fair judgments, as an excuse to judge you and cause you problems.
So they what? They read the room?
I guess.
Okay. Interesting.
They've been all around our planet for thousands of years, so you don't need to panic, although you will panic most likely because of the strange surrealness of it all.
That's the same thing that we dealt with reptilians. Supposedly they've been here for like seven times over that the planet has been made, as I throw up five and eight.
Yeah.
Seven times over that supposedly the planet has been made, destroyed, recreated. Reptilians have been there every single time, according to the lore behind reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
So Grays, we don't know. Maybe they dropped in and were like, ah, fuck. They fucked up again. Here comes the meteorites. Let's go. Zorg, dorg. Schnarg, darg.
So,
did you fuel up at the speedway before? Oh, tornadoes. Oh, the ship smells so good. Let's go.
Please grab me two Slim Jims. Two Slim Jims, please.
So this next one is probably my favorite from user Quizada. I want you to keep in mind that there's not a lick of punctuation in this entire piece. Step a million. Prepare your place till now. You pass to mattress each and each evening. All abode windows and doorways might desire to be locked and coated with darkish colorations. Transportable door locks on each door forestall tampering. Step two. Sleep with the lighting fixtures furniture on. Or a flashlight by way of the mattress because of the fact that some extraterrestrial beings will knock the capability off till now they attempt abduction. You may desire to connect the Easy to a battery backup. A gadget with an alarm additionally will warn you while the capability is going out. Step three, pray or meditate and on a daily basis asking God, Allah, or the spirits to guard you. Ask for secure practices for you, your loved ones, and your place. A non-secular guard is unquestionably certainly one of the main effectual kit to keep away from an alien abduction. Step 4, evaluate construction, a concept reveal screen helmet or hat. With foundation interior, the aluminum hats of yesteryear, new concept monitors forestall telepathic abductions or suggestions probes. Step 5, place crystals around your room to keep away from extraterrestrial beings. There are various theories on how crystals paintings, yet many have confidence in basic terms. Having a crystal amulet or putting them from the ceiling can replace the air of secret of your environment, making it greater suitable. Step 6, be mentally arranged for alien abductions in case you come back to words with the potential for abduction, and prepare yourself bodily and mentally. The extraterrestrial beings may even see you as a greater of a threat. They're going to generally flow directly to someone who's far less secure.
Thanks, also.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I love you guys. I think we'll be doing this for a long time.
Oh, shit.
But listening to what she just said, in like another 160 episodes, we're going to be reading stuff like that. And yep. All of us are going to be like 2,000 miles stare.
Yep. So, yeah.
God damn it.
I won't put you through any more of that. That's all I have.
That's your Yahoo Answers, folks. What everybody's been waiting for. It's time for the four podcasters you know and love and trust to give a verdict. One corner, four podcasters, as I said, you know and love and trust, and a gray alien who's got a 0.9% for alcohol.
Oh boy. I went to the wrong saloon. I should not have been driving Glord Norg. I'm sorry, your name keeps changing.
You must have a cold. It sounds like you are stuffy.
That's true. I've gained a little bit of weight while in prison.
I feel like you're a different cryptid.
Maybe.
I've heard this cryptid before.
Shh.
Do we think this was an alien crash or it was really Project Mogul weather balloons? The greatest misinformation of all alien crash landings. Josh, I'm going to go with you first.
I think it was a weather balloon.
Wow. Okay. That's not a bad, that's not like a, it's not necessarily something that I could be like, damn, but it's like, for real, it's a take.
Yeah, just, yeah, otherwise it'd be a really small ship. Mm. So, yeah, I think it was a balloon.
April?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Josh on this one. I think it just makes more sense. Oh, Lord.
Zelda's been drunk driving tonight,
yeah,
too.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think it was just a crashed weather balloon or...
Lando, come here. Drop it.
Okay, two crashed weather balloons.
Yep.
And I'm going to go before Larry does. I think that maybe it had something to do with the right place, the right time for people's imaginations to get intense about something that they didn't quite understand. It could have been magical properties. Maybe somebody just at the right time just was like, I don't know what this is. It looks like a stick. Maybe it's a metal prod. I don't know. It's 1947. And, you know, the media has had times where they've reported things misinformation-wise. I know a lot of people that listen to this episode are going to be like, God damn it, there's aliens. But here's the truth. I do believe there are grays. I just think that this was one of those rare situations where things just happened the way they did. And if you watch enough if you watch enough long-winded YouTube clips, there'll be a whole bunch of information that can get misinterpreted. If you want to be upset about aliens looking to Rendlesham Forest, or look into the Area 51 stuff, or look into all kinds of, there's a million different things, autopsies, X-Files covered it. There's a million different things. But with this one incident, I just think that maybe it was misinformation. And it's hard
to... That's a TV show I didn't even think of.
X-Files?
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
I thought about that the whole time, actually.
We're all just like, Elf! He's great!
That's fine. Oh, Elf is still better than X-Files.
True.
So... I'm going to pass it off to Larry, but I'm going to say I think it was probably some testing, and I don't think it was an alien craft. Mm-hmm. I think there would be a lot more footage, a lot more evidence. Larry.
Pickles.
You think it was pickles?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the question.
Oh, the question was, I know, everything fell over. The table has been reorganized. April's got her glasses on upside down. Mm-hmm. Your hat's on your butt.
Mm-hmm. So that's normal.
The question was,
the course, yeah.
Do we think that the aliens were who crashed, or do we think it was a weather balloon government accident?
I actually think it's the balloon.
That's a that, full house of balloons.
Yeah.
Because
sounds fun.
Because it
may. Maroon.
A, like.
Common sense, people. And I don't want to upset any of our conspiracy minded people out there, but that's kind of what we're all based on. Is what we can honestly believe in, what we honestly can see as being real. So that's been your verdict. It's balloons. Maroon. But I still believe in gray aliens.
Yeah.
I think they're out there.
There's some sort of aliens. I don't know. I don't know if they're gray. But I guess that's, you know, that's gray privilege. Just assume they live.
Yeah, I'm not even going to extrapolate on that because I feel like I'm going to step on somebody's toes. All right, well.
One star, racist against gray aliens. I've been triggered. It's snowing outside, too. I don't know why I have to tell you that, but I did.
Well, it's a fan vote episode,
which. In a blizzard.
Which means it's time for our mail sack.
Mail sack.
Okay, let's try and do these as rapid fire as we can because there's like
congratulations on getting another segment, April.
Thank you.
Yeah, April. Moving on up. You want to man the soundboard? April's soundboard. Can't wait to hear it in season 4.
I can't help that everyone just
fuck
loves,
that asshole.
Loves
that
my voice.
Okay, April, head it off.
All right, Janessa asks us, "What is your favorite discontinued snack?" I'll start with Joshua.
3D Doritos.
Those are good. Butterfinger BBs.
Aren't all Doritos in 3D? We are in a 3D world.
I know. True. That always made me, like, what does that mean? Like, if it's not blown up, I'm not eating it correctly?
I guess.
Like, it has to look like a small person when I eat it?
Do I have to wear the glasses when I eat them?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Discontinued.
Wait, they discontinued what? Those?
What?
What is your favorite discontinued snack?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Jesus. That's what did I miss?
I know. I was like, Jesus. If that happened, people would riot.
Oh, yeah,
streets.
I'm sure.
Jesus is discontinued as well.
The streets would run brown with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate and peanut butter will mix again, goddammit. I don't know. I guess bubble tape, but is that discontinued?
No. I don't think so.
I don't know anything that's discontinued.
Dunkaroos.
Okay, I'll have a Dunkaroo.
I'll go with the Dunkaroo. Larry?
Oh, it's Altoid Sours.
Oh, those are so good. I miss
them. But I guess, what is it? We saw Icebreaker Sours. I wonder if those are any good.
No, not the same.
Really?
Adam, not the same. Nope.
I save myself the money then.
All right. Another one from Janessa. What is a movie that you like that everyone thinks is crap? I'll start with Ryan.
Ooh. I like the movie Constantine with, what's his name? Keanu Reeves.
I really like that too.
I was surprised that it got bad reviews because I walked out of it like, damn, that was a great film. And everybody's like, Keanu Reeves can't act. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. In a few years, you're all going to praise him.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Red pill?
Blue
pill. Whoa.
Whoa.
The winds of Reeves is upon us. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. What about you, dear?
At this table, every movie I like.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to go with, and this is going to sound weird, but I saw the internet afterwards. Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an unpopular movie.
No, no, no. You go on the internet, a lot of people were giving it shit.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. Barely anybody went to that movie.
Oh, it was toxic.
Critically high praised, mm-hmm. but user review panned.
Star Wars fans are the fucking
worst.
There's
people, I'd love to base my judgment on its internet people.
Right.
Which is what I trust you over the internet is what I'm saying, Josh.
Yeah, of course. I like that movie.
It was great. It was fine. The problem is people like Game of Thrones. They form opinions, and when shit doesn't happen the way they think it should happen, mm-hmm. because you know they're fucking Hollywood writers.
Mm-hmm. They're entitled to the exact movie they want.
Yeah. So yeah. That movie got all the newer movies have gotten shitty reviews from.
What
you
about
know,
from critics? They get good reviews.
Honey, my favorite, honey,
Rapid Fire.
Yeah, we gotta be rapid fire. We got a lot one.
Yeah, I have like 19 more questions.
So. I would say Rogue One is my favorite of the new Star Wars movies.
My favorite movie that everyone thinks is crap. I have two of them. One is Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights.
Okay.
And the other one is Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Guilty
she
pleasure.
Made
that was
a movie
thing.
Once. Yeah. I got it on DVD from a friend of mine and I watched it religiously, like all the time. I love that movie.
I have to ask you this, and I'm sorry. I don't mean mm-hmm. to add it.
No, no.
Did you see the Justin Timberlake movie that he starred in Time?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen all of Justin Timberlake's movies because he was in, there was another one that he did that was really good too.
Social Network.
Well, yeah. There
he
was another
fucking
one before
that. Awesome in that.
He was.
It was
the
Netflix
movie
founder.
That's in Time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. In time.
Okay.
I think it's In Time.
He did a like Friends with Benefits movie the same time that Ashton Kutcher did one too, and his was better. Oh, Justin Timberlake's. I'm partial.
I think
Larry.
He's a great actor.
Mystery Men.
Oh, it's a good movie. Yep.
Got shit reviews by the critics.
Mm-hmm. Pee Wee Herman's in that too. It's like the booger or something.
Paul Rubens. There's a, Paul Rubens. Yeah. It's got my name of Ben Stiller who's in it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. All right. The next one. What is your most embarrassing oh God why story? As in, did you think something ridiculously stupid and you look back at the memory like, really self? Really? Why the fuck did you do that? This is Janessa again. For example, when I was a kid, I thought I could cover my nose with one hand and pick it with the other. I seriously thought that no one would know what I was doing. Then I got called out for it. I was mortified.
I have a story similar to that. I was in sixth grade, like literally the first week of school, and I sneezed and blew snot bubbles all over my face. And my closest friend, a half Japanese, half American boy, saw me, but I was trying to cover my nose, and he was like, aha, you stupid, you look like an idiot. And I was like, shut up, show. I need to get, yeah. Yo, you got big snot fucking bubbles on your face. And I was like, get out of my way, show. I need to find a bathroom before this girl that I like sees me. He's like, you look like garbage pail kids.
All right, what about you, Josh?
Pissing on the deck in the middle of winter in the middle of the night and thinking nobody would notice.
Bet you the people below noticed.
Everybody noticed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was that when you were still living at home or was that when you were...
It's a fucking rain. It's raining warm water.
Yeah. I didn't want to because at the time our bathroom was getting remodeled like completely and I had to go downstairs to go to the bathroom. I was like 14. And so I woke up in the middle of the night, walked out, and went. I peed on the patio.
This brain smells like a bum. smells like a bus station in here now.
Very nice.
Yeah, I got called out immediately.
Mine, this one, oh God.
This is not purple rain.
It's yellow rain.
Mine
sounds like asparagus.
There was a summer when I was like sixth grade going into seventh grade, middle school age. And I had gone to a bookstore and I spent my whole summer. I bought a bag of romance novels for like $5, like a whole paper bag full of them. Mm-hmm. And I read them all summer long, like one after another after another. Well, I don't know if you guys have ever read like a Harlequin romance novel. Those things are fucking raw. So for a sixth, seventh grader.
Do they talk about like genital?
It's graphic sex.
I knew like, he had herpes simplex.
It's a lot of
that's
like
more medical textbook. I think you're thinking
it's a lot of things like
that's a Dr. Oz romance novel.
His asshole tasted like peanut butter in the summer morning.
He was A positive.
They're
balls
very like
smelled like wood paint.
So, after this whole summer of reading romance novels, I picked up a very colorful vocabulary. And I, in passing, said something to my mom. I was like, I thought I'd like try out all my new, like, sophisticated language that I learned. And I called it libido. Instead of libido.
Libido.
I have a story to edit. I really don't want to.
No, go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So
libido.
Yeah.
Libido.
Libido. Because when you're reading a book, like that's how you say it in your head. And if you've never heard
write it down and save it for another show.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. It's a good one.
Okay. Larry.
I called my second grade teacher mommy.
Oh, I remember you bringing that up.
Yep. Yeah, that's a rough stings. One. For sure.
Out of everything about youth, that is like slow motion.
Whoa. Larry's 40 at this point, and he still remembers
it. Hits me hard.
All right, last one from Janessa. What are some popular movies that you've never seen? You know, the ones where you tell someone you've never seen it, and they look at you like you've just committed a crime.
This is a whole show just for me.
Yeah, let's go. Just the biggest one. Mine is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Never seen it. I know. See, and that's Scarface. The face people make. Yep.
I've seen it on previews and people talk about it. Never seen it. Mm-hmm.
The Godfather.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know. Larry?
Gone with the Wind.
Ooh, that's good. That too.
Next question.
Next one is from my girl, Skylar. Hey, Skylar. I don't know why I said
that with
an accent.
Last episode was dedicated to her.
Yes. My whole life is dedicated to her. I just love you so much. Skylar writes, you come home to find your cat or dog cooking. What is your reaction?
Fuck yeah.
I know. I'd be like, that's fucking sweet, man. I don't have to make it dinner anymore. I'm just make Lando do it. All he makes is tacos, though. Quesadillas.
Yeah.
Get Mexican food.
I guess we're going to go that route. My dog's probably making like a lot of like vegan food because she's anxious and like all over the map and running around and super skinny. And I'm like, come on. Where's the... It's just potatoes and veggies. Where's the beef?
No, it's fake chicken wings, Brian.
Damn it, Bell.
They're buffalo cauliflower.
I literally heard Jaquan, whatever, Phoenix, talking about his Thanksgiving was they ate grass.
Wait.
That had buffalo sauce on it. It was some sort of like textured grass that was supposedly delicious for Thanksgiving.
No, sure. No.
Anyway, sorry. Go
That's
ahead.
A what? Lie.
Did you just call him Jaquan? I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Oh, Lord. All right. Did we get everyone, Larry?
Oh, I assume Chewy is cooking. It's going to be... What's his two favorite foods? Bacon and steak, right? That's all that would be it. Just bacon
just
and steak.
Just bacon and steak.
Yeah.
He's just flipping steak on a fucking strip
I
of
assume
bacon.
He's wearing that big white chef's hat.
And a kiss the cook
kiss
apron.
Kiss the cook apron, yep. he's...
Cat spatula taped to his tail.
Yep.
He got his own little doggy credit card to take to Aldi and Meijer, and he's just like the happiest dog ever.
Brings a quarter for the shopping cart.
Okay, the next one. A new superhero has been introduced, slightly above average man. What are his powers? What are slightly above average man's powers?
He's your stepdad. You could change a tire.
Yeah.
I mean, in today's world, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice that we have roadside assistance, but no one knows how to change a tire anymore.
He's doing a lot of he's doing a lot of Yahoo Answers reviews.
He does stuff like he rinses the plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Yep. You kids
know I make the best flapjacks here in the Midwest.
He can match all the socks. Mm-hmm. He can he edges.
Uh-huh. Best edger I've ever seen.
Does routine maintenance on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Makes his own barbecue sauce. I tasted it myself.
It's great.
Dabbles in woodworking. Mm-hmm. He's a dad. Totally. He's like a 50-year-old dad. Yeah,
it's a great stepdad is what would be the superhero.
He does all the stuff that we now hire people to do because we just are too
He's got
busy.
Like, well, what are the... You new, get, he's got New Balance shoes in varying degrees of disarray. Mm-hmm.
That's what
depending
the signal,
on their use.
That's what the signal in the sky
it's
is.
Just it's just the New Balance symbol.
I use my old New Balances when I cut the grass there. That's and then right. when I edge.
He shits with a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
He can give you
doesn't bring an iPad. He brings in the Times.
He can give you a great estimate on drywall.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Coffee, black. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Has like a light knowledge of basic plumbing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can change an outlet if you need it.
Exactly.
Knows how to shut off all the the fuses.
Yep. Fuses. Yeah. The switches. Yeah.
Appropriate electrical work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always wears cargo pants.
Waters the lawn on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Loves a good dad joke.
Oh, for sure. Pun master. We're just describing Tom. Josh's dad, Tom.
And
it's
dad.
Tom.
My dad, too. Yeah.
It is. It's stepdad.
It's every dad. Yeah. Every dad or stepdad.
Super stepdad.
So slightly above average man is just stepdads. And then her last question, what album are you really into right now? Just pick one.
Okay.
Josh.
Dream Theater. Episode 9, album 5000.
Sure.
Mine is Lizzo. I've been on a Lizzo kick lately. Larry.
I have been listening to
I'm gonna say mine is The Horrors.
I went to look up what
5 or V. It's their 2017 album. I always come back to it. It's great to listen to it.
Depeche Mode Violator.
Nice.
It's definitely not the new Taylor Swift.
That's definitely not the album you were listening to earlier today.
Yeah, it's definitely not what I was going to say, but that's fine.
Okay.
You could say new Taylor Swift. No one gives a shit.
All right. The next one is from El Pete. El Pete.
The Pete.
I like calling him El Pete.
I am the Pete. I am the Pete.
Yes. I like this one. When you're recording an episode, is there anything that someone brings / does / says where you just know the episode is going to be extra crazy, funny, or difficult?
Not a clue. Honestly,
yeah,
there's no way to predict it.
Nope,
we no way to predict it.
I mean, we can usually tell if Ryan slammed a two-hearted before we even start recording. I can usually kind of guarantee that the end of the second half is going to be a slur fest. But
we don't do that anymore.
No, very proud of you. But yeah, I don't think it kind of just goes the way it goes. Either we're on or we're not quite clicking all the way. Or
you definitely need me to be able to make sure that I know where we're going to next.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to those episodes. If you listen to those old episodes where literally at the end I go, what was the question again?
For the third time.
Somebody just fucking answered it and I'm still not cognizant of what the question was.
There was another one that I laughed at that you were like, kept losing your place while you were reading.
Yeah, that happens.
Same line 4 times in a row.
All right, Dennis Allen. Bang, marry, kill whoever you choose. So let's pick a good bang, marry, kill.
Aaron, you want to come up with one?
Yeah, come up with our bang, marry, kill.
Nothing like being put on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And then
Kim Kardashian.
Quite a spread.
I'm helping her.
All right. So Tom Cruise, Kim K, and Adele.
I'll go first.
Okay.
This is fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy. Marry Adele. Mm-hmm. She's got a voice of gold. Mm-hmm. She's got a heart of gold. And I love her Cockney accent when she gets real.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Tom Cruise because he's part of that fucking Scientology thing. Although I like Tom Cruise, so this is kind of a, who's the weakest link? And then fuck Kim Kardashian because
Look at her butt.
True.
I mean, nobody here's going to disagree with that butt.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm. What about you, dear?
Kill Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm going to marry Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Because he's a handsome son of a gun.
He is.
And I guess I'm fucking Adele.
Okay. I would kill Kim K because I hate her so much. Mm-hmm. I would fuck Tom Cruise because he's the only one that has a dick. And I would marry Adele because I feel like she would be a pretty, like, even if it was just like a super platonic, like, female marriage, I feel like she'd make a good roommate.
Or some good bangers and mash.
Yeah, for real. Larry?
All right, I'm going to kill Tom Cruise. Sorry, but that's that Scientology. You want to hear that as he's cuddling you after you've made sweet
You don't need
love
medicine.
Yeah, you don't need it.
You don't need to see a psychiatrist.
I'm going to fuck Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I'm marrying Kim Kardashian because I'm thinking of the podcast first. Think of the possible.
True, she's loaded.
Adele is loaded too, so I guess technically.
So is Ryan usually.
Okay. Not tonight.
No. All right. Been very good the last few shows. Thank you very much.
John Hodges says, have any of you male prostitutes ever prostituted rural routes?
Only Josh.
Every day.
Yep.
I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. One time I had to do it as a supervisor.
Josh and Larry.
Yep. All right. Matt McShitterman. God bless. He's got a couple of questions. What was the worst gift you got as a child and the best gift? So best gift and worst gift.
Our worst gift was a gun that shot like bingo discs. It looked like bingo discs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I shot my uncle in the face with my very first shot. So that was all I got to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I shot him. My parents took it away, threw it away, and I never got to play with it again. Best gift I ever received. Oh, that is my autographed Ryan Sandberg jersey Aaron gave me for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Framed.
Best gift I ever got was 5 years old. It's from my grandpa. He gave me a Nintendo Entertainment System with Super Mario and Duck Hunt. Worst gift I ever got was from my grandma when I was 9. It was White Men Can't Jump.
It's a good movie.
I was 9.
Okay, fair enough.
Very odd.
This is an odd choice for a 9-year-old.
It was an R-rated VHS tape. My mom quickly grabbed it.
Ryan, this is a biographical because white men cannot jump. I've seen the.
I know you're a white man to be. Josh.
I'm going to say best gift I ever got was probably a Christmas of 2006, a ticket to go see Queen.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And
who is that from? You're not even going to shout them out?
She doesn't listen to the show. And then the worst present I ever got, I didn't date her. Or have sex with her.
Oh, I thought it was
no
Hercule Beast.
No
Hercule Beast.
I didn't even know her at the time.
Lush cunt.
Worst present I ever got was Christmas of 2001 or two. It was. I was really into Guitar Hero. And all I wanted for Christmas, there's only one thing I wanted, and that was, I believe, Guitar Hero 2. Or no, you know, it wasn't Christmas. It was my birthday. I remember telling my parents, like, that was the only thing I wanted. I didn't care about anything else. And I thought for sure they got it for me because they gave me a bag that has that you could store the Guitar Hero controllers in. And I was like, they got me the game, and they put the controller in the game in the bag. No, it's just the bag. And so I remember, like, even saying, because I was an asshole, like, This is the most disappointed I've ever been on.
And that's to your mom, Teresa, and your stepdad.
Yeah, I said that to my parents. Oh, and I was 17 and an asshole. I literally looked at him and I got so upset and said how disappointed I was.
Oh, aww, man. That's rough. April, what do you got?
The worst gift I ever got, I would have to say, was the Alan Jackson Greatest Hits CD.
Where were you?
That man rocks a good mustache, though.
And I got it from my grandma on my dad's side.
It's always
side.
The grandma.
Yeah, and it was like one of those, it had to have been like a bargain bin thing.
I'm trying but to get I, like, in touch with the youngsters these
I
days.
I was like eight. Yeah. I don't know. It was an
it's
odd
that
choice.
Eight, nine area.
Yeah. And then the best gift I've ever received. Fuck. The one that sticks out, especially as a child, the best gift that I ever received is for my 10th birthday. I got an American Girl doll. And that was a big one, especially for like a little girl. And my cousin had one and I was super jealous. And those things are fucking expensive. Yeah. And they nickel and dime you with all the extra little shit that has to go in.
Oh, you want this American Girl Jessie with her boobs?
You have to pay for the DLC.
Yeah, for real. It was like every tiny, well, like here's a little ceramic sandwich. Shell out $7.95 for something.
If you
that's
want her to digest it, you have to grab a special paste that goes mm-hmm. down her esophagus.
Yeah,
so it processes in her smaller intestine.
Does it
long yeah. interrupted coiler? Yeah, man, it'll happen. Butt.
Indeed. Yeah. So yeah, that was mine. I remember because I remember I was 10 and I opened it and I cried.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome. I did. I would have cried at 5, but I was just so stunned when mm-hmm. I saw Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like that. Seriously, I still to this. It's like that video of that kid who gets the N64 mm-hmm. and he just like, yes, yes.
Well,
with
and
his
that
sister just thrusting his fist in the air.
Well, and at 10, I was aware of how broke we were.
Yeah.
So oh,
yeah.
it was combination of like, this is the thing I've always wanted, and a combination of like, oh my God, they spent a lot of money on
they
me.
They must have called the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah,
pretty much. Like, I'm
all right.
simultaneously excited but horrified because I must be dying.
April, you have to pretend you have cancer for the next.
Exactly.
Joshua, I'm dying.
Oh my God.
You have my to, boobs sorry, have you have AIDS. To shave your head.
I mean,
your eyebrows off.
I'm going through chemo.
I mean, it came back to bite me anyway. I still got cancer.
Oh, that's
never right. again.
Never gonna again. It was weird. It was weird appendix cancer. L. Pete.
The Pete.
Fuck this question. April, would you let Josh nail Zoe Deschanel if it meant you got to kill her with zero consequences? No.
Oh.
I would not. There's no way that my husband's dick is going anywhere
Zoe
near
Deschanel, I'm just so quirky.
Fucking quirky vagina. I don't
Zoe
care.
Zoe Deschanel, I'm
it'll
just
spit
so
it out
quirky.
And be like, oh, it's Tuesday.
Do you think yeah. like her vagina has a little curl?
Probably.
Up, like a corner
it
of the
wears glasses.
It wears
There's
glasses.
There's no way it's going
it's
in.
So
and it puts the tear up.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
It's,
I mean,
this pussy's so got a bob quirky. To it.
As it's, much as I would be excited to kill her singing. With zero consequences, no, absolutely not.
I think it's singing.
It is singing.
Singing really poorly. With
I'm singing in the like, rain.
I'm
so quirky.
She, honestly, she sounds like she has a bubble in her throat. Like, you know, when
like Shakira.
You, yeah, like, you know, when
she's
you,
got booger throat.
Drink milk. Whoa. And you get that like yep. that bubble that like
2%
goes over.
Deschanel, and I'm just
all
so back. Quirky.
Yeah, sorry, Deschanel. All right, L. Pete asks, the alien you meet has never had alcohol ever. You can give them one drink. What is it? How is it made? If a mixed drink, which brands are you using?
Chewy wants the cat.
Yeah, I know.
I would. I'm gonna say alien. I'm gonna go with something light. Because I'm not going to be like one of these Midwest boys who's just like, here's a dragon's milk, you little Game fucker. You're going to be passed out. So I would say, you know what?
Surprise.
I actually like a domestic draft, like a Coors Light or a Miller Light. Mm-hmm. I'd hand him a domestic beer and be like, yeah. Welcome to America, bud. Let's go see a ball game.
Yeah.
You fucking noob.
Okay. Larry, what about
you? I'm an asshole, so we're going cement mixer.
Oh,
interesting.
Yikes.
And then I laugh. And then he zaps me with his
I cannot
photon
see
ray.
He probably shoots a little kid next to him.
He's like,
I would do either a Malibu and cranberry or a Dirty Girl Scout.
Interesting.
I feel like those are good beginner drinks. Those are like what the 21-year-olds, like freshly
grasshopper
legal. Oh, yeah. That's what they're drinking. So I feel like an alien would be the same way.
Or like an apple.
You can't start them off like on a Manhattan because they're going to be turned off from alcohol for the rest of their lives.
Long Island.
Yep.
Never coming back.
Oh, great. The alien squeezing up on the bouncer.
Muscles are so big.
I enjoy your front butt. Josh, what are you going to serve?
I'm going to start it off nice and light and go with a Long Island.
Woof.
Nice and
he's
light.
Like me. We wanna, like, I want him to... It's a joke.
Yeah. I can steal the lightsaber.
Oh, nice. Steal his wallet.
There you go.
Do you know what we're talking about today? You're like half asleep tonight.
No,
sir.
No. Yeah, no.
So Long I can steal Island, his you lightsaber.
Can't, you can't steal... Well, they can't taste the booze if it, Long Island's made
true.
Correctly,
so you
right?
trick him into being drunk.
Yes.
And take his ship.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm.
All right. This one is specifically for Larry from El Pete. Oh, you often correctly profess a deep love of Beastie Boys. If yeah. you were going to introduce someone to Beastie Boys had to pick only one instrumental song and one rap to show why you love them, which songs would you choose?
Going with Pow for instrumental. And then for rap, I'm going to go Skills to Pay the Bills.
Nice. He said, for me, it would be Ricky's Theme.
Really good song.
And either Root Down, Free Zone Mix, ooh. Or Sounds of Science.
Yeah, Root Down's really
he
good.
Can't pick. All right, the next one from Wyatt Adam. Have you guys watched Mindhunter on Netflix?
I have.
No.
No.
He said, it is a great show about the behavioral science unit of the FBI. I think you would all like it a lot. Much love from Vegas. Keep up the great work.
Be quiet. I see a mind over there.
I love the show. I thought the first season was one of my favorite first seasons of a show I've ever watched. I'm in the middle of the second season. I really enjoy it. I love what they are doing with BTK. And the Son of Sam stuff is really great. Future episodes.
Nice. All right. Yeah, Josh and I haven't watched it. Eddie Dwyer asks, what is the best way to tell someone their baby is ugly, need help? Don't.
Yeah, don't. Oh. Just skip it.
So was it an accident or...
I mean, if their friend puts the like garbage pail kid right in front of your face and says, hey, what am I supposed to call this thing when I ship this off to the catalog, JCPenney catalog?
Here's the deal. No matter how ugly the kid is, the mom is still going to think it's the cutest baby they've ever
exactly.
seen.
Exactly. And so, I actually like...
And you can recover.
I actually like ugly... Look at like.
Have you seen the baby dwarf. That was born with like a full head of hair, like the super long, like the mom has to blow dry it?
I was jealous.
It looks like a troll. That's an ugly baby, but somehow it's like it's like those dogs with three legs that are like still. I know it's quite a mane.
Goo gaga.
Comes out looking like Wayne Static.
No idea. Yep. Come over here.
Comb my hair.
I'm a cute baby.
And he says, and please tell me the weirdest thing you guys have walked in on. I have a feeling you have all seen some shit.
Is that the last question?
No.
Weirdest Jesus. Thing you've walked in on?
That's tricky. I've walked in on somebody pooping.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah, I've walked she in on Josh lock, pooping a lot of times.
Didn't lock the stall in a public restroom.
Oof, yeah. That's a weird one.
Yeah. We made eye contact.
It was an old man who's like everything
old
he had
man.
On was like strapped to the ground. So you needed to really focus. And I think I have some, there's some truth to this. Take your shirt off.
Yeah.
I had an old man kick in the door. Because he had to go so bad while I was sitting
there. Jeez.
Hey, I got a turtle head
at Mr. Burger there on Lake Michigan Drive.
God, of course it was at a Mr. Burger.
These goddamn he's onion
like,
rings.
I gotta go. And he's rattling the door. And I'm like, dude, I'm in here. And then he just kicked the door in. Like, what are you going to do? Shit through me?
He's like, slide over,
what are you
kid.
Shit through that little hole between your legs there.
Oh make some room. Let's share this seat.
God.
Man.
Is that what happens when it's part of the aging process?
I
just stalls and you go, oh,
yep,
kind of shit.
Probably. Yeah, that's why so many of them wear diapers.
Depends.
Yep. Mine would be, I remember, I guess they're all bathroom related.
Yeah.
Because I've walked in on someone and I feel so bad for this person, whoever she was. But I walked in to a restroom. I believe it was at TGI Fridays.
Woof.
And she was washing her pants in the sink, not wearing pants. She took them off because she
got, she fried her pants.
She got blood on them.
Blood on them. Oh, gotcha. Oh, that's, yeah. That's
she had a bit of a menstrual accident. Bummer. So, of course, women, the first thing we learn is to get the blood out the fastest, just run it under cold water.
Right.
So I walked in and she's like scrubbing her pants under cold water in the bathroom at TGI that Fridays. Sucks. And then I used the bathroom and she was trying to like dry the wet spot under the hand dryer. And I'm like, girl, Jeffio. It was bad. It was real bad. What about you, dear?
I can't think of anything.
You walked in on me masturbating one time. That was kind of weird.
I did?
Yeah, I remember because you let the kids upstairs.
Okay, so that.
That was...
I just love the fact that you could probably walk in on a murder and you'd be like, I got to get up in 4 hours and just fall asleep in the corner.
Just yep. Pushes the
like,
body
seriously.
Over.
Like, you have no alert system that goes off in your body. Nope. Like, you're going to walk in and it's like... Oh, it's Lord of the Flies in here, and there's shit all over the wall. And somebody died, and my wife's the Zodiac, but I'm tired, and I need to go to bed.
Just yep. Pushes the body out of the bed.
Can I listen yep. to Dream Theater and go to sleep now?
Yep. All right. Seriously. Another one from Skylar.
Even the body's like, oh, come on, Dream Theater.
Right.
I like kids.
Skylar says, what would you put in a letter to your 12-year-old self?
Gets better. It gets better.
Yeah, right. I would, what Larry said in a nutshell.
6 years, it's all over, and it gets way better after that.
Even though she breaks your heart, you're going to be fine, because you're going to find some good tunes and some good bros and have a great time.
Not everybody acts like this outside of high school.
Almost nobody does. Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
It is Lord of the fucking Flies in high school.
It is. It really is. And I relatively was cool with a lot of people, but still, it's
dude, there are people who
terrible
were awful to me in high school, and then you meet them in the real world, and they were like they're trying to be all friendly with me. I'm like, yeah.
I hate you.
Yep, sorry.
But then I'm like, am I being the immature one?
No, you're not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You just don't need to be. Here's the thing. You don't need to be friends with everybody.
No. Yeah.
And the nice people weed themselves out. The good people weed themselves out for everyone.
I truly think that the people that were shitty in high school, like, I don't think that you can completely do a 180 and become unshitty. I think if you're that shitty of a person, you're probably, no matter what you are like as an adult, have that, like, shitty core.
It's an energy. It is.
Yeah. You have with some core of shittiness.
Because you had the shitty people, which was, they feel like everybody, but it's only a handful. Mm-hmm. And then the people who just didn't.
Right.
They just didn't know you existed.
Right.
For one, probably because I didn't speak.
Yeah.
Just spoken grunts.
But like, it was the same thing. Like, there was a girl who used to bully me when I was in middle school, and she added me as a friend on Facebook. And like, no, I still hate you. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. All right. Our sweet, sweet friend Collier wrote, what would your advice be for someone who wants to start a podcast but has no clue where even to start? I have a solid idea many topics, but the whole idea of starting it gives me really bad anxiety.
I can help you out a lot.
Exactly. Send us a message, conspiracytherapyshow@gmail.com or Your City Media.
Your City Media or tweet me at Larry_Ga_Ga. I think he is following me on Twitter. I'll help you out any way I can.
Yeah, you've been a patron for us. You've also been a good friend, and we want to see anyone of not just a patron, but any one of our fans who want to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that like we set out to do. It was something that was grown organically as friendship, and that now that we've continued to do it, we've become more passionate about it. And I think that anybody of us who knows somebody out there who's got an idea or a dream, we want to help you. So if we can help you, let us know.
Not financially. You're on your own.
We're fucked when it comes to finances. But if you want help as far as like what programs to work, what mics to use.
Mm-hmm. Equalizer settings, compression settings, I can help.
But for me, I guess, as far as like the anxiety, you know, giving it, the idea of starting it, giving you anxiety, to like
just do it,
you know, just take it step by step. Don't take it too seriously.
Remember,
you know,
don't
put a lot of, just don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Record an episode. If you like it, awesome. Do more. If you find out you're not into it, that's no big deal. Like there's no
We started in 2013 or 14?
13.
13. Mm-hmm. So now at this point, it's been six years, seven. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was October of 13.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on six.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess just remember that there's no rules. Like, there's no set way that it has to be done. Mm. You know, it make it your own. It's kind of the same as music or art or, you know, any other kind of media outlet. Like, just do you. And as long as you're enjoying it, then you're doing it right.
And if you want to guess, my fees are pretty low.
Yep.
Let us know, Carrier.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then the last one is another one from Elpeet. It's for me. It says, April, you've talked about how Dutch cheap you are. Yes. As a mom and wife, I'm sure you have tons of stuff in the fridge. Yeah. Have you ever dug a container out that was filled with something so vile you just threw the Tupperware out too? My wife would shoot me before doing that. True story. I do not put leftovers in Tupperware for exactly that reason. If I have leftovers, it goes in a butter container, so then I don't feel guilty when I'm throwing away a butter container.
You're my dad.
Yeah. Yep. It's only stuff that I know is going to get used up quickly that goes in the actual Tupperware, like my glass Pyrex bowls.
And I can tell, like, I'm like, Blue Bonnet, do they even make that butter anymore?
Yep. I know. Yep, it's all sour cream containers, and it's like roulette. Like, what are you going to find when you open the container?
Yeah, I believe the name of the game is Find the Smell.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, with our fridge, I try and keep up on it, but it's always stuff that gets pushed way, way to the back that you open, you crack the lid on, and like, and like a hand reaches out at you.
That's either that cheese or the cure for AIDS.
Yeah. So, look, Mom, I don't know.
We'll have to shave it. We'll have to shave it first to see what it is.
So, yeah, I would never throw away Tupperware. I'd wash it before I threw it away. And fun fact, if you put spaghetti or any kind of red sauce in Tupperware and it sinks into the plastic, wash it. Or don't wash it. First, soak it in vinegar and then make baking soda paste and rub it on there. And it takes off all the redness.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's it. Holy shit.
Holy shit, was that a mail sack?
That was. That was a hell hefty sack.
Our sack was swollen and tender.
Yep. It was about questions. Time we ejaculated those questions all over this episode.
Wow, not it's even been building. Shy.
We do have a 5-star shout out.
Five star review.
This goes to a man named Jacob Gullett. He recommends the show with 5 twinkly stars. He says, perfect mixture of comedy and conspiracy, nonstop laughing while you understand the topic. There's no other team that can be anything close to you guys. Love ya. Thank you, Jacob.
We love you too.
We love you too. And he had some very kind words there to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our 5-star shout outs.
You know what I learned?
Hmm.
I learned that if you really wanted to, you can send people Starbucks gift cards. You can go on their website and send an e-gift card. So I'm not encouraging any of you to do it, but my email is ashoop88@gmail.com. So, you know.
Can someone ship a job?
Yeah, right.
It's Aaron at socool.
.net.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out there looking. I took pictures of signs that I saw that said hiring.
Yep.
I'm thinking about you. My sister I talked to about jobs. She works in the medical field. Mm-hmm. So we're always thinking about each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a family, a pod family. Josh is already in bed 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's been your episode fan vote for the month. We got more to come. A couple months away from the big best ofs.
We got to come up with we got to come up with the next fan vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll do that very
after
shortly.
The show
September 28th. Mark it, ladies and gentlemen. The next live stream, twitch.tv/BoboMay. We will be doing games with you. I'll send out an event invite on our Facebook. Join the group. Join our Instagram. Join all those
things. Make snacks and then send us pictures of those snacks. Party with us.
Buy a bunch of Puckwudgie ale. or whatever that I saw in there.
Yeah.
Drink it, because that's the next time that I'll be drinking on air.
Oh, boy.
Perfect.
But it'll be a live
stream. Like, it makes it any better.
Live stream. We're not doing a podcast, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway. Anybody have anything I don't want?
Tastes like asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Long interrupted coiler coming at your butt.
Interesting.
The rural lush cunt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The rural lush cunt. Semen.
Oh, now I get why you guys were laughing so much.
Whoa, what was that from?
That's me making the
noise.
That's
his blue jay impression. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, really, not bad.
You guys don't understand. My grandmother was a big bird watcher, so it's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Did you just call your grandmother Big Bird?
Yeah.
She's
avid fan of the Sesame Street.
She was a Big Bird. I mean, I'm sorry. Are we going back to gay Sesame Street? Oh, Snuffleupagus sat on another bird. I'm going to have to peel him off the back of his furry behind.
That's right.
Ooh, bird.
Did I ever tell you guys that's how my great-grandpa lost a couple of birds? Have I told that story on this show?
No, let's finish this episode with that story.
Yeah, no, one of them, he had a bunch of parakeets. Mm. And my grandpa was like lived to the ripe old age of like 103.
Wow,
he was
that is
like
very
one of those.
Ripe.
He was one of the, yeah. He was one of those our old like Dutch farmer guys.
Did he like Werther's Originals?
Oh yeah, big
oh,
time.
Good. I'm with him.
And he had a reading chair that he would read the paper in, and he opened the cage to like clean the cage, and one of them got out, and he couldn't find it, and he just sat on him and killed the bird. that's not my favorite one though. There was another instance where he was cleaning the bird cage.
And Margaret, where's my canary?
At 103, this poor guy was really fucking sick of cleaning bird cages. Mm-hmm. So instead of like taking the proper steps to clean out the bird cage, he left them all in the cage and just opened the little door and put the hose for the vacuum and will like sucked up the poop.
I'm sure the birds love that.
And sucked up the poop with the vacuum. This dude sucked a fucking parakeet up the vacuum hose.
That hits the blade at the bottom.
Yeah, it
the
just went. Yeah.
Feathers go flying everywhere.
And that's.
I just think of Dumb and Dumber, like the guy's like, "You sold my dead bird to a blanket,
Harry. I took care of it."
He shoves a fucking vacuum pipe.
Yep, that was my grandpa.
All right. Well, that's been your Roswell episode, guys. It's time for bed. We'll see you next week on another episode of Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys.
You wake up.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.